Hello, Mark.
Hi, Joey.
We're on episode 49
this episode. We are.
We didn't talk about the fact that it was episode 49 until the end of this episode.
Yeah, so stay to the end for some interesting revelations. Yeah. But we're back, just the two of us.
We're back. It's just the two of us. We're getting into the classic market update this round.
Yeah.
Talk about March. Talk about everything that's happened in March. There's some interesting stuff going on.
Or everything that didn't happen in March.
that's almost a better way to put it.
It's a good one today. We kind of recap some of the stuff we've been into. We get back into news you can use. Yep. Talk about the vacant home tax or lack thereof. The fiasco that's unfolding with that. And like Joey said off the top, really getting into the market numbers. And enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy. Welcome to the Toronto Livings Podcast, a conversation about all things Toronto with a focus on real estate, the culture, and of course, the food.
I'm Mark Savelle.
And I'm Joey Virgilio.
And we're realtors with Sage Real Estate working together as a Toronto Livings team with a focus on helping you buy better, sell higher, and of course, having a little bit of fun along the way. Hello, Joey.
Hello, Mark.
Nice to see you here.
Good to see you here.
Just the two of us.
I know. This feels so odd now.
It feels odd, but also comfortable.
Look at all this elbow room.
Right? There's so many activities. Yeah. Got our coffees back.
I know.
Shall we start on a high?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Salud.
Cheers.
Pinkies up. I don't know what that was. Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Yeah. If you haven't been tuned in for a couple of weeks, we've gone on a pretty good run of guests.
Yeah, we have. I don't think it's been the two of us for like a month.
At least.
Yeah.
We went on location to Lisbon Hotel.
Right.
We had Lorena talk about Garden Suites.
Yep.
We had Roy and Amit talk about condo.
Yep.
And then Alex last week talking about the Toronto Athletic Camp.
Yep.
Which I saw an advertisement for.
On the back of the bus.
On the back of the bus. I love it. Yeah, it's been a good run.
It's been a good run, but we're getting back to the basics here.
We are.
A little bit.
We are.
We're doing a little market update this round for what happened in March.
Yes. Always necessary going back to our roots and looking at the numbers for March.
Yeah.
But what do you say we start as we typically do?
As we typically do for that we haven't done for so long.
We haven't. Yeah. How was your week, Joey? Where did you eat?
How was my weeks?
How was your weeks?
Multiple weeks.
Yes, yes, yes.
Multiple weeks. I don't have anything specific that I can remember at this point other than a place we went to.
We did.
We went to somewhere together.
We did.
We went to...
Speak on that. That was a really good spot.
Yeah, it was. La Salumeria.
Yeah, I'm
hoping so. I've always called it La Salumera, but there's an I before the A.
I'm glad you took the lead on that one because I was like, the last part just kind of fading off.
This is actually a heavy a social media place too. It's a hidden gem spot for sandwiches.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's been shouted out a couple times. We went out with the Fattas.
We did. Crystal and Jason, who are dying to be on the Toronto Living's Real Estate Podcast. TV show. TV radio show. She calls it a radio show. Yeah.
I guess we're on camera, so well, it could be a TV show.
Technically. they decided to take us out to grab a bite.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull up the address. 2021 Yonge Street where it is.
Yeah.
Right across from the Sage office.
Yeah.
Hidden gem that I don't think I went through once in the 10 years I've been at Sage.
I've been once or twice, and it's got like a red sign. It's a little bit worn in.
Old school looking.
Yeah. And you walk in, it looks like a bakery.
Yeah.
And then there's just like a sandwich, I don't know, a sandwich artistry in the back.
Well, here's the thing. The two times I walked in there, it was for a coffee and they didn't have espresso. And I was like, I'm never coming back here. Missing the gem of what they actually do, which is sandwiches.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You can't tell from the outright.
Yeah.
They actually tell you to pick buns up from the bakery, bread from the bakery.
Bread section.
Baskets.
Yeah. Like pick your own bread.
Yeah. Pick your own bread. And then you take it to the back and say, can you make me a sandwich?
Those are the secret words. And I don't know if you experienced this, but for me, she just kept saying, how special, how special, how special. Yeah. And I was like, sure, I guess we'll have the house special. Yeah,
there's like a couple options that they give you. Yeah.
Did you do the house or
I did the house special.
You did that too. Yeah. Jason did the other one.
Which was like a mortadella.
Mortadella. Yeah. A little spicier than ours.
Yeah. The house special though was amazing. It is really good. Like, it's such a good sandwich.
So good.
Yeah. They had like, I think their kicker. So they have like, they have sliced meat.
In it. It's a deli. It's a deli. We're trying to say. Yeah. And they make sandwiches from that deli.
But fig jam.
Yes.
They put fig jam as a part of their ingredients in that sandwich.
I actually looked up the recipe.
There's a recipe that you can look up?
Yep.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I mean, I don't just Googled and found someone who reviewed it and listed the ingredients. I don't think they have a cookbook yet. Prosciutto, spicy salami, creamy buffalo mozzarella, tomatoes, spicy pepper, the fig jam.
Fig jam.
And I think this is what really made it, the balsamic vinegar and olive oil.
That makes sense.
The balsamic with the fig jam, there's some...
magical.
Yeah.
So that's a magical
synergy.
Mixture.
That when you put those two together, wah, wah. And then this person also said they suggested use the ciabatta bread.
Oh, we didn't do that.
We didn't do ciabatta bread. We didn't do ciabatta. We did classic panini, old school.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Little mini footballs, right? This is about the size of a football.
Yeah, it was about yeah. They were hefty sandwiches.
Yeah. So shout out to Fatas.
Yes.
Shout out La. Help me out here.
La Salumeria.
Salumeria. 20 something Young Street. It's in the show notes.
2021 Young Street. I think it was that.
Yeah, it's in the show notes. we're wildly prepared for today's where'd you eat thing. I actually went back to Buffalo.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I saw that happen.
Yeah, I went on Monday, went back to Buffalo, went back to Bar Bill North. Mm. Still the greatest wing place in all of Buffalo, I would say.
The picture that you took looked like it could have been on the menu.
Right?
Yeah.
They just, like, that's how they present their chicken wings. Yeah. It's like perfectly laid out, drums on one side, flats on the other.
Love it.
But the reason to go to this place, Bar Bill North, Amherst, Buffalo, the blue cheese.
Oh.
Next level.
The blue cheeses?
Nectar from the gods. Oh. It is the greatest blue cheese you'll ever have. Adriana S., my wife, former guest on the show.
Yeah.
May have heard of her. May have. Hates blue cheese. Anti blue cheese.
Yeah, okay, same here.
This will change your mind.
Okay.
It's not even blue. It's like indigo. It's like so mildly blue. Like it's fantastic.
Okay. Okay.
And like, it's actually not the color blue at all. What I'm trying to say is like, it's not that intense, pungent blue.
Yeah. That's what sure I know what blue cheese is.
It's then. Not that. It's not that. It's so good. There's chunks of something in it. It is fantastic.
Okay. All right.
And we went to Target.
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 Oh.
It's a fancy way of saying Target.
Yeah. You made a haul at Target, right? You pulled some.
She made a haul of Target. I just was the driver that day. My job was to get her and the mother-in-law down to Buffalo, let them do their thing, and safely bring them back over the border without paying taxes, which we successfully did.
Oh, beautiful.
Target, wild thing. They have, well, not so wild. They have a Starbucks in it, but I enjoyed it. I had Starbucks espresso and I was like, this is good.
Oh, are things changing?
In Buffalo.
Oh, specifically, you have to go to
in the Amherst, Buffalo, Target, Starbucks. Yes.
Target.
Otherwise, still no, but it was a really good coffee.
Okay.
I had it. I was buzzing around. I went to the toy section. I looked at the Legos. I was going to get some Pokemon cards for my friends, kids. Didn't buy anything because, fun fact, the dollar is really high and it's not worth a conversion.
Yeah, we were talking about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's used to be the reason to head over to Buffalo, get some deals.
No, there isn't any deals anymore. That whole line of thinking is dead.
Too bad.
Yeah, too bad. And I use I made it up. It's like the Lego analysis. So I know the prices of Legos. Okay. So if I can go to Walmart and buy a $25 car and it's $29 in the States plus conversion, don't buy.
Yeah.
Like it's a very simple equation. So what I'm trying to say is it's actually in some instances, it was more expensive than the prices here at par with Canadian plus the conversion. Plus you run the risk because we're only there for a day of getting declared at the border.
Right. Yeah. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Yeah. No, we went to Trader Joe's as well. It was like a shopping haul. Trader Joe's was worth it.
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. Yeah.
I've never been to Trader Joe's.
Same. First experience. It's Bulk Barn.
Yeah.
But like so much better.
Oh, okay.
Cleaner, better selection, more organized. Bulk Barn's pretty clean. I don't want to make it seem like Bulk Barn's a dirty. Yeah, it's a clean place, but
just
but Trader Joe's. Yeah, it's a step up. Lots of really cool. Like we got salad dressings. Have you ever tried turmeric?
Oh yeah.
I haven't.
You've never tried turmeric?
No.
Oh, the most stainy. It's like the most stainy seasoning on the planet.
Well, we got shots, turmeric shots.
You had like liquids.
Yeah, liquids. Yeah. It's supposed to be good. Like
they're amazing for anti-inflammatory.
Exactly. Yeah, so we got those. We haven't tried them yet. We got like bagel bites, little bagels. I don't know, a bunch of junk.
They have a bagel. They have little tiny bagel. You can scoop with a scoop.
No, that would be really cool though. I like where your head's at. We bought a box, like a box of this thing called Bagel Bites.
Okay.
And they're like little crisper crackers flavored like bagels.
Oh, nice.
But that would be really awesome to take a scoop of
scoop, like a cereal. Yeah.
By the kilo.
Put it in a bowl, add some milk.
Okay. Well, you just took it to a whole other level. I think Joey's, Trader Joey's is could be a
thing. Oh, that's going to be
on Trader, there. Not Trader Joe's, Trader Joey's. Look out, America. Expansion is coming. This is what I miss. The giggles. All right. We could put a pin in how was our week? Where did we eat? Yeah. I don't want to talk anymore about Buffalo.
All right. Shall we try? What are we getting into? Some news you can use. Oh, that's like a, yeah. What do you call it? Like one of those
Morse code.
Morse code,
yeah, things. Yeah. SOS, news you can use. Well, people in Toronto, they're mad.
Ooh.
They are mad.
Black Geo, where are you?
This made CP24.
Oh.
What I'm about to get into.
Oh, okay, okay.
Let's yeah. It has something to do with a topic that we really should have maybe covered in a little bit more detail.
Okay.
The vacant home declaration.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We've only been talking about this every damn week since January 5th.
This has been an ongoing, it's been nonstop. We've been talking about it nonstop, and still, there's some issues that have come through the woodwork.
To be fair, there is also, we'll get into it. So basically, 44,000 people received notices that they owe the fine plus the vacant home tax because they didn't declare their home.
Right.
However, the story does get a little bit deeper. Some people did properly declare it and still got this notice.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So there's definitely some sort of glitch in the system where either they didn't complete the registration or they did it incorrectly. I'm not sure if those who received the enforcements actually have the receipt
right.
saying, hey, look, I actually did do it. I'm not sure about that. But so there's that going on.
Okay.
And then there's just the people that were like, but I live in my home. I shouldn't have to fill it out.
Yes.
And then there's the other part that were like, well, no one's told us.
Yeah.
And I got to say, we've talked about this in the past. I said, you know, there's no letters going out this year. They should definitely do letters.
Until one showed up in your mail.
I got my property tax bill. And yep. within it, there was a slip that said, hey, by the way, don't forget this.
Yeah.
So you had mentioned there was some like really arbitrary number that people have to pay.
Yeah. So if you were late, if you declare late, you have to pay, I think it's like $24.35 or some weird number.
Yeah.
So the fee is like, yeah, I don't understand. And on the website it was also confusing because it says if you declare late, you're paying that penalty or you're paying $250. It's completely, I don't know where they draw that line but it sounds like anybody who's been hit with the penalty has been hit with the 22.
Correct.
90, whatever it is, 95, whatever it is.
That was the first, yeah, you're right. So the first thing they got hit was with that small $20 number and then noticed that they owe, in some cases, $10,000. People were speaking on CP24 were saying, you know, I owe an extra $10,000. What the heck?
Yeah.
It's not clear yet what's going to happen next. Councillor Matlow, which I don't think he should have done this, said, don't pay it.
Yeah, that to me is, I find that's a risky move.
That's a risky move. Yeah. Yeah. I think if I received one of those, I would pay it, keep my receipts, and then go fight it.
Yeah, yeah. The 2275 or whatever that is.
I think we could all afford that.
If you get it with a 10,000 one, maybe that's a different conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he wasn't saying don't pay that part. He was specifically saying this initial late fee, don't pay that. We're going to sort it out.
I find that to be so risky, mm-hmm. Because what other penalties are going to, I mean, yeah, that's a risky.
This applies like, yeah, slippery slope, Josh, be careful.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Olivia Chow for her part has said the system is a mess. She did say it's a system she inherited, which is true.
Right.
This is a John Tory initiative and it's important. Some of these counselors are swearing up and down that this is a bad program. Mm-hmm. They voted for it. They supported it when Tory brought it in. So don't be flipping teams, bro. I got spreadsheets. I know where you all voted. So that's all I'm going to say on that. I think, yes, this is rolled out a little bit convoluted. I think there could be much better messaging to the people.
Yeah.
We'll do our job.
And keep announcing it as much as humanly possible.
Yes.
So. And there might be a pushback in deadline, right? Like they might push it again.
They haven't officially come out with that. That would make logical sense. Maybe give everyone until June 1st. Now everyone knows it's finally made the news.
Yes.
I think the news.
Because it didn't make news prior to this.
Correct. The news could have done a much better job. They were saying the banks should have been the ones telling you. I disagree with that.
Yeah, same.
This is a municipal thing. I definitely think the municipal news, the city could have run better ads. Maybe gone on the media. Like they could have had Olivia Chow going to the news rooms and saying like, hey guys, please don't forget, here's the steps to do it. There could have been a much better.
Something, anything would have been better than
anything better than the nothing that we received. Do you want to take the next one?
Yeah, sure. I want to talk about our boy, Justin T.
Bring it.
Justin T from the federal level.
Oh, bring it. The most loved.
The most beloved.
Justin.
So there's a new, if you haven't heard yet, a renter's bill of rights.
Because that's what we need right now.
Is being proposed. This one hurts. But this did come out. He did in his last, I guess one of his last advertisements that I've seen anyways, where he spoke about it, where there's three main things that it entails.
Yeah.
Nothing's come to fruition yet.
Yeah, these are just ideas.
These are ideas.
Yeah.
Timely ideas. And here's what I just wanted to speak on what they were. The first thing that he's promising is a $15 million fund that protects renters in the legal system.
Mm.
Instead of maybe putting some money towards
speeding up the process,
landlord-tenant board, that would be also nice. The second thing he's added is landlords, they will potentially have to disclose the price history.
So? Okay.
It doesn't. So now people are going to feel that effect more really at the end of the day. It doesn't fix the crisis that's happening.
Not at all. So basically what he's saying is House Sigma is going to become a landlord. You're going to have to say, hey, I was renting this place out for $1,000 and I'm charging $1,500.
Yeah.
So the market will determine what the prices are.
100%. And the argument that they're making is that it's going to allow tenants to see what had previously been paid and I guess negotiate for themselves a better price. It's not going to pan out that way.
Supply and demand will determine what the price is, not just in stupid rules.
Yeah, it's absolutely, that's like a pointless one. One I will take as, there's probably some things that I'm not seeing at the moment, but one I think I do like is the last one, which is it'll allow tenant rent payments to affect your credit score.
I'm okay with that.
That seems the only one that rubs right to me.
Yeah.
I think it's rent payments are, you know, when people pay them, it should affect your overall credit. It's not included in the history. It gets a little bit convoluted when I think of things like, what if you have roommates whose name's on the lease? What if that roommate stops paying you, but you're on the lease?
Point.
So there's things that probably have to get figured out, but I will say I think that's a half decent idea.
I'm with it. As long as if you don't pay, it also affects your credit score negatively.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then you put $150 million towards landlord-tenant board. Yeah. Then I'm fine with all this. I can live with everything else. But anyways, we'll see what comes of that.
Yeah.
This is one of those things where I'm like, how do you guys come up with these ideas? You just sit in a room, you're like, we're going to come up with three kind of buzzworthy points that aren't going to hold much water. And we're just going to run with, like,
I don't get it either. It doesn't actually change literally anything.
It really does.
None of this changes.
It's not going to make your life as a renter any more easier.
No. Payments will still be what they are
because
of market value.
Mm-hmm.
And the $15 million fund that went to the legal system, I don't know how that's going to end up running, but none of this is truly going to affect you.
And that's $15 million across Canada?
Right. This is a federal level. Keep in mind. This is like across the board.
That's, what do you get, $100? Go buy yourself some coffees? Anyhow, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Actually, can I keep it on this federal rant for a minute? So I surprisingly learned about this two-worded problem that we're going to have to be dealing with called a bear trust.
Right.
I've never heard of bear trust before. I was doing my accounting with my accountant this year, shout out Zeifman's. And my accountant said, you know, you have to be aware of bear trust. It's a new, a new program that's being introduced. Mm-hmm. And if you have a parent that's on title with you, or if you share a bank account with a parent, you have to file this bear trust.
Right.
I said, what are you talking about? I've never heard of it. This sounds so wild. Did a bit of research. They've been trying to implement this since about 2020, 2021.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. They've been trying to make this a thing. 2023 tax year was the year they said, okay, this is when we're going to properly enforce it. And it's going to affect you if you have a parent who's on title with you, if somebody co-signed to help you get a mortgage, mm-hmm. Or if you have an elderly parent or a grandfather. In my situation, I'm on the bank account with my grandfather
because
I'm his POA, I'm his caregiver, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's considered a bear trust because I'm not going to get into the details of it. What you need to know about it is there is this big push that we all have to file a bear trusts. We called the CRA ourselves because we didn't quite understand what we had to do. We called the bear trust specialists and they told us we can't answer your questions. Go talk to a lawyer. And guess what the lawyer said? Call the CRA.
Oh, look at that.
So this endless loop of no one's really, it's another system that's, I think, prematurely rolled out. I do understand why they're doing it. Not going to get into the details of it because on Good Friday, they announced.
They're scrapping it.
They're scrap. Well, they're not enforcing it. If you've done it, great. If you haven't, don't worry about it.
I love seeing your updates on Instagram with your bear filter on. That was like one of my favorite announcements. And it was such a real warning. It was like, there was so much, listen, this is happening and nobody was talking about it. And nobody was talking about it. And then lo and behold, it was like a week later. They were like, nobody's talking about this.
I had to put my bear hat back on and be like, guys, don't worry about it. Everything I just said, like, it's not an issue, but I feel bad because the fees that accountants were charging was anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 to start filling out these bear trust schedules that have to be submitted.
That's pretty crazy.
And so if you were by the book and I was like, yeah, let's do this. I would have incurred $1,000 extra cost
For it to be scrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's brutal.
So yeah, if you heard us talking about bear trust, don't worry about it.
Just ignore it. Yeah.
Yeah, you can ignore that. And speaking of Zeifman's, I went to the LandPro conference this week.
Yes, that's right.
That was really cool. They do it every year. Zeifman sponsors the LandPro conference. And I go there for Benjamin Tall. Mm-hmm. He's a CIBC, I don't know his official title, but he gives really good speeches on the economy and really captivating, fun way of learning about what's going on in a mm-hmm. simple way.
Right.
And the title of his speech was, "When bad news is good news." And I found that so timely and so appropriate because we're in a high climate crisis, not crisis, a high climate time. What am I trying to say here? High interest rate climate.
Yeah.
Well, so that's a mouthful. And so for those of us in variables, we're hoping that rates come down and it's going to be a lot of bad news that we're going to be cheering for in economic data, in employment,
right?
Because that's going to indicate the Bank of Canada will have to lessen it. So when bad news is good news, that was the name of it.
Love it.
The premise was that the Bank of Canada is overshooting their target. Canada is the only country that includes mortgage payments as part of CPI.
Right.
So then when they're calculating inflation, they include that. If we removed mortgage payments, we are at our target.
Yeah.
Job done. So he, you know, like many of them, this doesn't have a crystal ball, but he did very much say that cuts are coming. June seems to be the target, right, which is also timely because we have an announcement of the Bank of Canada meeting this week.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The 10th, I believe it is.
Oh, wow. Time is flying.
Yeah. We're in April, bro. Yeah, a third of the year is gone. They're going to have another meeting. Shall we wager?
Oh, man. We started the wager.
We didn't really talk much about it. So let's maybe lay it on the line. What's going on?
All right.
Okay. So the Bank of Canada's meeting. Joey and I love to make little bets. Your official bet is when they meet, you think what is going to happen?
In April, yeah. I still think they're going to hold it.
Okay.
In April.
I'm going to buck the trend. I'm going to say we're going to drop 0.25%.
Okay.
Based on nothing. Just want to be different this time. And we've decided that we're going to be doing a live on location at the ice bath.
Othership.
Yeah, towards the end of the month. And so the loser will have to take the ice bath on air.
All right.
Deal.
That's the deal. Yeah.
Put it there, partner.
Let's do it.
Deal. All right.
All right. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Imagine I win.
I'm gonna lose my mind. You will come out of nowhere if you win this one.
Full disclosure, I think I'm gonna lose. I like ice baths. It's a thing I'm happy to lose. However, it would be great for everybody if I was right and you were wrong, because rates would start coming down a little bit. Which ties in nicely because we have three listings coming to market.
Oh, let's hear them. Yeah, yeah.
You want me to go through all this?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. All right. First one, 41 Walwyn. We have a detached 3-bedroom house. 55-foot lot, private drive. It's in Palmo Park, Northwest Toronto. We're going to price it at $999 with offers. The house is a tank. It's one of those 1950s built, beautiful, strong bungalows.
Yep.
Could use some updating. Definitely lots of room to put your own touch on it, but it's on a massive lot, private drive, solid home. Looking forward to that one. That's coming to market on Monday.
Yep.
So when you're listening to this, check the MLS. We'll already have been on. The following week, we're bringing a starter bungalow in Caledonia, 2 bedrooms, finished basement, Murphy bed in the basement, so you could have guests over, you could have a teenager kid, giving them the basement space, whatever you want. Lots of options there. 949 with offers. Caledonia, Central Toronto, just south of where we record over here. And lastly, towards the end of the month, we're going to have a semi in Leslieville. Three bedrooms, freshly painted, private backyard, fenced in, $999 with offers. Same thing, house is solid, lots of good features. They upgraded the bathroom upstairs and downstairs. Yep. I would say you might want to put your own touch on the kitchen, but other than that, solid home, ready for some new people to move into.
Love it.
So we're bringing some inventory. We're going to be busy for the next couple of weeks. Shall we transition? Are you going to the eclipse? I forgot to ask you about
that. Am I going to it?
Yeah.
Is there like a place to go?
Yeah.
No, I didn't
know. Have you not heard about this?
No.
Okay, in fairness, when I was driving to Buffalo, from Oakville into Buffalo, every kilometer was a warning. Like, the eclipse is coming on the 8th. Plan early. It's going to get busy. So in Niagara Falls is the perfect destination to watch this eclipse happening.
Yeah.
I don't know, something about the parallels. I'm not a scientist. Yeah. I'm just a good-looking realtor. Cut me a break here. Anyways, everyone's going to Niagara Falls to see the eclipse.
Okay, good to know.
Well, don't go, though.
Because it's going to be packed.
Yeah, it's going to be packed.
It's going to be extremely packed.
They're anticipating like 15 million people.
Oh my God.
Yeah, something insane like that.
I'm absolutely not going.
Also, like, it's going to burn your eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, those glasses.
No.
Those movie theater glasses.
No. I have zero trust in a 50-cent piece of cardboard with a flimsy movie theater thing to protect these beautiful eyes. No. I'm going to watch it at home on the TV.
So we can see it from, it's the sun and the moon. So you can see it from really anywhere.
No, yes, but no, it's the moon covering the sun.
Yeah.
And this is going to be one of the longest periods where the moon is going to be covering the sun.
Do you know when the time frame is?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to guess between like 1 and 3 o'clock.
I thought it was, around 2 o'clock. That was my opinion.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We're going to officially say 2 o'clock.
So tune in at 2 o'clock.
Tune in at 2 o'clock. Also, this is going to air after the eclipse happens.
Oh yeah, right.
So the world might be over. This might not see the light of day. Yeah. This could be the last podcast we ever record.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we should stop doing video because everyone's going to be blind after this. Fair.
Tune in on Spotify. Yeah. Where are we at? Where are you asking me? Why is this a big deal? I don't know, because it's a long...
Oh, this happens once every like 20 years or something like that.
I think this one in its duration is like every 300 years.
Oh, my bad.
No, that's fair. There is an eclipse that happens because my dad was like, you're never going to see an eclipse again. I'm like, I will, just not of this duration and in this part of the world.
Right.
So Niagara Falls is the prime spot to be seeing it. And like it goes, like I think Ottawa is pretty good and somewhere in like out east, like Halifax is another
viewing area.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're probably going to miss it here. Like if you go out at 2 o'clock, assuming that's the correct time, you won't see it.
Okay.
In Toronto.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, man. That's again.
So lackluster.
Not a scientist. Yeah. Just don't go. Okay.
Don't go to Niagara. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's my PSA.
Shall we get into the main? Oh, meat and potatoes.
Oh, let's please. Let's throw that meat on the potatoes and get right into transition time.
All right.
The time has come to transition. Oh, that was the eclipse at the end.
Yeah.
That was a solar eclipse, the moon and the sun colliding.
I hope it's not the actual eclipse.
I don't think it works like that, but let's get into the market. Let's talk about March numbers and what we saw.
Yeah, sounds good. Big picture.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, so
GTA.
First quarter, activity looks very, very good.
We're trending up.
Yeah. Across the board, everything generally is moving towards more activity.
Correct.
And higher, I want to say higher prices, but I'm going to make my voice go high when I say that. Higher prices.
Higher prices.
Yes. But yeah, no, things are definitely moving. All segments saw improvements. Sales, or as we now refer to them as transactions.
Transactions, because it's so much easier to understand when you say that.
I know. They hit 6,650.
Yeah.
That's up 17% month over month.
Yep.
Still slightly down year over year.
Yeah.
But still, I'll take that in a positive direction.
I'm okay with that. New and active sales also saw month over month and year over year increases. What you said earlier, average price moderately rose by $12,000. So really not much change from February to March, which is something to kind of scratch your head about because there is more activity, yet sales prices aren't really peaking.
Yep.
And I think the high interest rates are doing its job.
We are in a high interest climate.
Oh God. You said it so beautifully. Why couldn't you save me like 12 minutes ago when I was struggling with this concept? Thank you. So one thing to keep in mind is, we are seeing more transactions than last year. Price is almost the same, but we did have a 50-point increase in rates. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's a win because it's more expensive and yet you still have the confidence and people are still saying, okay, this is what rates are. We need to buy a house. Let's proceed and do it.
Right.
And they're learning to be okay with what the rates are or adjusting their budgets to reflect that. And I think that's why prices are kind of not taking off.
Right.
As you've seen in previous years.
Yeah. There's still, yeah. You're always going to bump into the affordability while we're in this climate.
Okay. Days on market.
Yeah.
So that saw a really big decline. And this is one of those things when bad news is good. Mm-hmm. Decline is good for days on market. It's not a bad thing. So what that means is houses are selling quicker than previous months.
Yep.
We were at 37 in February. We're at 29. And really when the market's extremely hot and active, sub 20 days is what we're looking at. 10 to 20 days is a very hot market.
Yes.
And I think as spring rolls around, we are kind of getting closer to that.
It's pulling that number, like 37 to 29 in general is a pretty big leap.
Yeah.
So we'll see what the rest of the spring has to offer.
Yeah. If that number continues to come down.
Yeah. Because by the sounds of it, just from what I've been seeing and hearing is a lot of people are ready to go to market now. So there's going to be a lot more inventory, but buyers are also getting excited because it's, I don't know, there's something in the air, I swear to God.
Yeah. It's called sunshine, yeah. Warm weather. Birds.
Yeah, there you go.
The thing I like birds.
When I see birds, I think purchase.
I mean, it's that like Pavlovian bell.
Yeah, start drooling.
Well, actually, just start purchasing, not drooling yet. Sure.
Pavlov dogs. Yeah. So the last thing I'll mention is days on market. I'm not going to spoil it yet, but this one is mind blowing.
Stay tuned to the end where Joey reveals the shocking truth about days on market.
Yeah. People are excited.
Love it. All right, let's get into 416 transactions.
Yes.
Not sales. Love it. Transactions. All segments saw an improvement. Trends are up in all of them. So when we say segments, we're talking about detached, semi-detached, townhouses, and condos. All of them saw improvements.
I think this is of the three things we always talk about, of the three main stats we always talk about when we're on here, this is the biggest movement. Everything else is, you'll see as we go through it, everything else is kind of a little more stagnant, but activity, it's I think the big thing, the big takeaway of what March did was that activity is back.
Got it.
Yeah,
that's a very good thing to point out. Towns saw the biggest jump. So there's a 24% jump in transactions month over month, with semis closely behind at 22%, condos in third at 17%, and detached at 14%.
Yes.
So a bit of an inverse flip there. I wouldn't predict townhomes being the most transacted type of segment.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, and detached to be the lowest of them.
Yeah, right.
Usually it's
reversed.
Yeah. Wasn't really expecting that. So good to see that.
So to speak on that, I wanted to point this out because as much as on a percentage basis, condos came in third place. Condos actually had the most increase in sales, period.
Right.
So they're the largest number in terms of transactions in general. And they actually went up 172 more sales from last year, whereas opposed to detached, which was second to that, 79 sales. And the other two semis and towns were only in the 40s.
Okay.
So as much as on a percentage basis, it feels a lot bigger. It's actually on a numbers, if you just look at the actual numbers of it, a lot more transactions are actually taking place. Condos would take the first place in that sense.
Okay. And thank God, because condos have had a rough run for the last year, year and a half.
Yep.
And we've been saying that was the biggest opportunity segment to get into. And it's not back by any stretch, but it's clawing its way up.
It's starting to climb. Yeah, that's the point. I think the takeaway from this is it's not there. I think there's still opportunity there.
There is, absolutely.
Because it's climbing, in my mind, it's climbing the quickest. It has the biggest numbers, even though on a percentage basis it doesn't. But there's still negotiations. There's still things are sitting longer than, I mean, you just heard the three listings that are coming out from us they all have bid dates.
Yeah.
Where condos have been trying that. And from what I'm noticing is they're not really as successful.
Yeah. Few and far between. Some are still selling in bid wars, but a very small percentage. Most are pricing it close to what they want with room for negotiation.
Yeah.
Lost my point, but yeah.
Yeah. So condos, I think still, if you're a shopper and you're looking for investment or you're looking for a starter place, I think condos is still a good thing to look at. If you're confused about all the stats, there's still opportunity there.
Oh, good news. Found my point.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think March is enough to really make a statement on it, but one interesting trend is, like I said, condos and detached houses seem to have this inverse correlation. So when one does good, the other one does not so good. And I think what we might be starting to kind of see the cusp of is, all right, detached prices, as we'll get into with the next segment, are starting to go up, like the prices back to a really high number.
Yep.
And that's when condos start to become more attractive, where people say, well, do I buy the 1.8 detached house or do I buy the 1.13 bedroom condo?
Right.
And that's where that correlation starts kind of swinging from back and forth. And I don't think March is enough to claim that we're there yet,
right?
But maybe we're starting to see a little bit of indication that that might be happening.
That separation is pretty large.
Yeah, yeah,
for sure. Prices, you want to get into prices?
I think so. I'm ready for that.
All right. You can take a ticket.
Yeah. So average price is pretty much unchanged compared to February. So these segment changes that we're going to get into, they weren't massively drastic, but still worth pointing out. So detached took the lead. They're up 3%, followed by towns just under 3%. And condos were almost unchanged month over month. And semis, my beloved semis, saw a slight decrease of 1.5%. Now, again, we're talking a swing of 3% to a decrease of 1.5%. It's almost...
It's stagnant.
Impactful.
It's very flat.
Yeah, it's very flat. You're not seeing more opportunities because of these this result, but I think this is going to be an interesting trend for the second quarter to see what happens with prices.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the, again, that's the big takeaway, is that activity has moved up, but prices haven't really pushed. Actually, even year over year, we're pretty much at where we were.
Right. The only thing I'll add is, but rates are 50 points higher.
Right.
So to me, that's a sign of growth. That even with that increase, we're still where we were last year and we're nowhere near going down.
Right. That's a good point to make, because now the conversation that everybody's having is, when are rates going to drop, not when are they going to continue going up. So once rates do drop and affordability does stretch
improve,
a little bit, it's going to be, I mean, we're going to see where those numbers go, but I mean, I don't see them not going up from there.
The only thing, I think I could agree with you there. The only thing that's going to be interesting to see is how the Bank of Canada deals with their rate cuts and how that's going to impact activity with buyers.
Right.
Because think about it, if you're a buyer, okay, Bank of Canada just decreased it by a quarter. What are they going to do next announcement?
Right.
Another quarter? So you might have some of those people that are kind of like...
doing that wait to the bottom type
thing. Wait to the bottom things. And cool. I mean... who knows? It's impossible to tell. What we always say is the right time is when you have a steady job and the money to cover your monthlies.
Yep.
Timing it is going to be very hard. And if you're unsure with rates are going, the suggestion is take out a 3-year term. Don't go 5 or a 2-year term.
Yep.
At least that way, I think within 3 years, we'll have a better indication of where things are at in general.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. Yeah. Cause there's still renewals are still on the cusp of being finished as well for people who got in at those extremely low rates. So there's that little mixture of things. I think that that's the question mark. But as of right now, with the way that prices are holding steady and activity is picking up, it seems very, very much in an upward trend.
Yep.
And also, just for the sake of it, detached from, I just wanted to say this.
Yeah, please.
Detached year over year are up $64.
I could afford that. I could afford spending the $64 increase on detached year over year. Love it. Great stat. I'm glad you...
Yeah, it was a specific point. I made a whole separate line for it.
People need to know. We are here for the details. Nothing flies over these two.
All right. Shall we get months of inventory happening?
This is where you shine. Do your thing. This Joey the Swan. Let it out.
It's an exciting one.
Hey, can I hear a swan song?
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, it's been so long. Yeah. Whoa.
Here we go.
The swan is back. Months of inventory. Take it away. Fly, baby, fly.
All right. So for, again, I'm going to re-explain this every segment for the sake of it. But months of inventory is, if we stopped new inventory from hitting the MLS and going to market today, how long would it take for that inventory to sell out? Mm-hmm. 1 to 3 months of inventory means it's a seller's market and prices go up. 4 to 6 months of inventory means it's a balanced market and it's just even keel. And then 6+ months of inventory means it's a buyer's market. It's very much a buyer's market and prices sink. So this is the moment we've all been waiting for.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is the most uneventful segment that I'm going to talk about. I actually had to triple check these numbers because of how uneventful it was, but nothing moved. It was actually insane. So everybody who won awards last year or have kept their position, I'm going to read them for the sake of it.
Please. Yeah.
So first place for tightest inventory award goes to, again, stays with semis. They went from 0.7 to 0.7. Second is towns, which went from a staggering 1.1. Actually, these are really tight inventory in general. So yeah. Though it is still staggering, but from 1.1 to a huge 1.1.
This is wild.
This is actually crazy. Yeah, it took me. I definitely double checked. And then third place, detach from 1.2. Or sorry, from 1.5 to, can you guess what the answer is?
1.5.
You're absolutely right.
No change.
No changes. Condos. I'll make special mention to condos. Please. Again, because that literally the same thing happened last time. They went from 3.3 months of inventory to 3.2.
Okay, I'm glad that just confirms that you did triple check the numbers. There was one small, mighty, tiny little change, but awesome.
Yeah, so pretty much the buyer's market feel is, or sorry, the seller's market feel is still out there pretty aggressively. Bidding wars do seem to be working.
Yep.
For detached.
Low rise.
Yep. Condos aren't quite yet, but they're cusping and they're slowly moving in that direction. So again, above 3 months of inventory, you're kind of cusping on the balanced market, seller's market. So we're slowly pulling towards underneath that 3 mark.
Beauty.
That's that right there is all of months of inventory.
Love it. Just delivered flawlessly. Good to know nothing's changed. So if you missed out in March and February, you know, the same market was there. I don't think April will have the same type of results as we saw with months of inventory. I'm definitely seeing things pick up. I was doing a couple showings last night. It was quite busy. There was quite a few bookings for, again, when we're talking freehold, we're talking between like $1 million and 1.5 is a very busy market. I would say over 2 million is a little bit tougher. Mm-hmm. And 3 million plus is, you know, I showed another house. It was priced just under 4 million. Mm-hmm. Both me and the buyer thought, oh, this is not going to move. Got an offer within 2 days, over ask. They weren't even set up for a bidding war and they got over ask.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so pockets are pockets, right? If people want to be in there, this was a very desirable. I feel like Tony B. Very desirable. Two car, bedroom.
Three car, four car.
People... If you don't know who Tony B is, please bless your eyes with Instagram. Search Tony B. He is the most black and white describer of properties in Staten Island, or Staten Italy, as he likes to call it. Shout out Tony B. Well, this is good. Glad we got to get back into the old swing of things. Yeah, this is fun. Yeah. So, we love our guests, but you know, sometimes it's good to take it back to our roots.
Yeah, I like that. So for wrap up, main takeaways are activities up, prices haven't budged, but they're slowly trending up, and then months of inventory, which means just buyers are keeping up with sellers. I think that's just where it's at.
And we've got an announcement coming next week from the Bank of Canada that may or may not impact things. I think Joey's going to win this one where there will be no change, but if they do, look out.
I am ready.
This market's going to take off like wildfire.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be doing it in one of the busiest times of the year, right? May and June are the busiest months of the year.
Yeah,
so they probably won't do it. But did we say we're on episode 49?
No.
Well, we're on episode 49.
We're on episode 49.
Which means we're one away from episode
50.
The
big 50.
The big 50. Can you believe it?
No.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually pretty crazy how time has flown doing this.
Yeah. We're episode 50 next week. We're not going to spoil what we're going to be doing. Nothing too crazy, but it's going to be not so real estate related next week.
It's going to be a little more of a, it's a milestone episode.
Yeah, every 25, we like to have a little bit more fun than we usually have. So we'll do some fun things.
I like that.
Do you want to bring a cannon?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, one last time.
Well, like we'll get like a bin so we can fire the cannon into the
right
bin.
Right into it, yeah. Can AI just make it look like we fired a cannon without us? Are we there yet?
We can figure that out.
Because I'm really sick and tired of cleaning up the golden cannon of confetti. I think Lorena was where I wanted to retire it. She was the last one to blow the cannon.
Yep.
Which, spoiler alert, you actually were the one who
blew the cannon up.
Yeah. That was a defunct. It wasn't Lorena strong enough to pop it. We just had a defunct cannon that required a little bit more finessing. Any shout outs?
Shout outs. None that are coming to mind right now.
The sun, the moon, the solar eclipse.
Yeah, the eclipse. Yeah. I'll shout out the eclipse.
Shout out the eclipse. Yeah.
Shout out the eclipse and anybody who makes those great glasses.
Yeah, shout out them.
Cardboard glasses.
Yeah, yeah. And shout out, like, don't, this is not a shout out. This is a PSA. Don't look at the eclipse. I don't care what type of eyewear you have. Unless you've got a welder's mask on, you shouldn't be looking at the eclipse. I'm just going to put that out there. It's just it's weird. I want to shout out Amherst and the city of Buffalo. Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a great time in New York.
Love it.
I bought a book.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I felt like I had to buy something down there. I didn't want to buy any of the junk food. So I bought a book at Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Book on Ferrari. Enzo Ferrari.
Okay.
I don't know. I was like, oh, I got to buy some type of souvenir. So I bought that. shout out to Fatas, Crystal and Jason.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to Fatas.
Yep. Shout out La...
La Salumeria.
Salumeria. Actually, that's not so hard of a word to say.
Salumeria.
What was the climate thing I had trouble saying?
Climate, high interest climate.
Shout out high interest climate.
Shout out high interest climate. Don't shout that out. That's a
shout out.
Yeah,
yeah. Shout out Bank of Canada. Please
lower your rates.
Lower your rates, yeah. And Ben and Again from Mediarama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw them yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. I saw they got the Toronto Living's caps.
They're officially branded. They are our people. And if anyone tries to brand them, we're coming for you. So don't do it. All right. Leave it there.
Awesome.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Living's Real Estate Podcast. You could find more information on how we work over at TorontoLivingsWithAnS.com. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter to get price reports from over 150 different neighborhoods in the city each and every month.
If you got any value, please like, subscribe, and share with your friends. And if you made it this far, thanks for listening.